This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
Has been a recent honouring of 34 diplomats who have been declared righteous amongst the nations. Amazing. Tell us about this.
It is an amazing story. As listeners would be aware, outside Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, there's a forest called the Forest of the Righteous Among the Nations. It comprises 26,000 trees of those who have been declared righteous among the nations for saving Jews from the Holocaust. Among those 26,000 are trees for 34 diplomats. Diplomats from 21 countries who saved Jews from the Holocaust, who collectively saved about 200,000 Jewish lives. So why are we talking about it? Is because the Israeli Foreign Ministry has in its possession a photographic exhibition of those 34 diplomats. And last night here in Sydney, we, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, working together with the Israeli Embassy, working together with Parliamentary Friends of Israel, launched this exhibition in the Parliament House here in Sydney. And just to think about that statement for a moment, that this is not Central Synagogue, it's not a Jewish venue, it's in the oldest parliament in this country, called the Mother Parliament, where this exhibition now of 34 diplomats is going to be there for a full month. So all the members of parliament, all visitors to the parliament who come in, will see these 34 magnificently mounted photographs with their stories, with their histories of how these people stood up against the Nazis, against the Holocaust, and saved Jewish lives. And last night we had a launch of the exhibition together with the Israeli ambassador, together with the chair of Parliamentary Friends of Israel, who's a member of the government, and myself representing the Jewish Board of Deputies. And we had about 150 ambassadors, diplomats, members of parliament, leaders of different communities, et cetera, et cetera. So very powerful, very poignant, and it has attracted mainstream media across the board, radios, television, newspapers, etc. So it's something which, you know, ideally every parliament everywhere should be doing, and it's here in the Parliament in New South Wales starting last night and for the entire month of February.
Absolutely incredible and a really, really an amazing example. Tell us about a leading rabbi calls on Australia's Jewish religious institutions to speak out about on the Malka Leifer saga. This is a case, of course, that we've spoken about on an ongoing basis.
So this is Rabbi Ralph Ganendi, who actually is a former Zimbabwean.
And I think he grew up in South Africa.
I'm sorry?
I think he spent quite a lot of time here in South Africa, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes, he did. I think it's Johannesburg. Mm. Now, he has just written a piece where the headline is enough, it's time to end the Leifer saga. And he's talking, as rabbis do, he's quoting from various sections of the text where a time to speak, a time to keep quiet, et cetera, et cetera. And then he comes to this landing where he's quoting an Israeli journalist who's very well known. His name is Chemi Shalev, who actually spent a couple of years in Sydney on the Australian Jewish News. I actually gave him a part-time position, where Chemi has written that this is a crisis of Maccabee proportions for the Australian Jewish community. And to remind listeners what that's about, 1997, so we're talking 23 years ago, at the Maccabee Games opening, there was a terrible disaster where one of the bridges over which the athletes walked to get to the opening ceremony collapsed over the Yarkon River in Tel Aviv, and four Australians lost their lives. This is 1997. Yeah. And why Chemi, the journalist, is saying this is a crisis of Maccabee proportions, is that it took months and months and months of long and shameful cover-up by Israeli authorities to take responsibility for that bridge disaster. We had four families who were grieving, who had lost loved ones, and it took months for, as I say, the Israeli authorities to take responsibility. And he's drawing a comparison between that and the tension that it generated between Australian Jewry and Israel over what is happening right now. And it's important to put in here that Australian Jewish community leadership, almost in its entirety, has not stood by silently on this issue. But what Rabbi Ganendi is saying, it's time for the Australian religious community, religious institutions to speak out, because bearing in mind that the alleged perpetrator comes from a deeply religious institution, that the Israeli health minister, Yaakov Litzman, the Israeli police have recommended that he be indicted. And so Rabbi Ganendi is saying it's time for the religious establishment here in this country to speak out and say enough is enough, that the saga has to end, and the alleged victims need to have their day in court.
Has the religious community until now been fairly silent in this?
Entirely, no, it has not. There are some rabbis who have spoken out, yes. But organizationally, they have not spoken out, no. As in Organization of Rabbis of Australia, or Orthodox Rabbis of Australia, or the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales. Have organizations as such spoken out? No. I'm talking about religious, rabbinical organizations.
I happen to agree. I think it is absolutely crucial that they do, because otherwise there is the potential for some confusion as to where they stand on this. And it needs to be made absolutely clear what their position on abuse is. It's as simple as that.
You're right. And just to put a caveat into what I just said, I should qualify that and say, if some of these rabbinical organizations have spoken out, I have not seen it. So just to leave that loophole there, if they have spoken out, it has not attracted much significant attention.
Right, which is also important. And finally, sad story, CEO of Australian Jewish News has died at the age of 36.
This is a shocking story. A beautiful young man, his name was Josh Levi, yesterday, I mean, I get the shivers as I retell this. I got a text from his father, and his parents have been, his father has been a president of one of our Jewish schools, Mount Sinai College, of Montefiore Home, our old age home, retirement village, very involved in the community. And Josh, the son, who was a senior journalist on the Australian Jewish News and CEO for the last few years, all of 36 years old, had a heart attack and died suddenly yesterday. Recently got married a year ago. 2 weeks ago they had their first child.
Oh, no.
So the community is just beyond devastated.
Really,
and not just saying he's a lovely young man because he's just passed away. He just was. And someone who, you know, had the community's welfare at the core of everything he did. And so the Australian Jewish community is in mourning right now for this. For the passing of this lovely young man.
What a terrible, terrible, terrible story. And may his memory always be a blessing. Time is 6:24. Vic Aladef, thank you as always. Vic is the Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We chat to him every Tuesday and get the news from down under.